From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he's been supportive of the state's public defender system despite a letter from the head of the office criticizing the governor and assigning him a criminal case. Nixon says over his time in office, the budget for the state's public defense system has increased 15%.
At the same time that we have had to lower the headcount, by over 5,100 employees of the state. So the bottom line is the public defender has seen a significant increase, double-digit increase in resources at the same time that other ports of government have had to see significant decreases.
Missouri consistently ranks among the states spending the least on public defenders. UMKC Professor Sean O'Brien says that's beginning to cause problems.
The problem is that we're starting to see exonerations in Missouri. People who have spent significant time in prisons when they were defended by public defenders who did just a horrible job.
Besides the letter, public defender system head Michael Barrett sued the governor last month. Barrett claims in the lawsuit that Nixon's move to withhold $3.5 million from the agency was not made to balance the state budget, but for political reasons. However, it's unlikely that Nixon, a former prosecutor, will have to defend anybody. Some believe the letter Barrett posted is more of a political stunt than an actual summons. Nixon also said that Barrett has no authority to appoint him to a case and that he's always supported legal representation of indigent criminal defendants. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.